In our area, we just have so much that goes on year-round, but especially in the summertime, when we are presented with world-class events all around us. And sometimes some people just forget exactly how much we are exposed to around here. And one of those places, which is a place of beauty and with world-class music, is the Chamber Music Festival, the Yale Chamber Music Festival in Norfolk every year. And it's getting set to open up with a opening night on Saturday, June 29th at 8 o'clock. And with us, we have Melvin Chen. Melvin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So now, Melvin, you are a program director of the whole event. What is your exact title?
My title is the director of the Chamber Music Festival. You know, nominally what that means is I oversee everything that happens at the festival. You know, practically we have an excellent manager, Jim Nelson, who handles all the operations. And so I mainly handle the artistic stuff, and that includes programming this summer, finding all the artists who are going to play, getting the students who are also there in the summer, and that kind of thing.
Now, you are a native of Tennessee. Now, how long have you been up here doing the summer programming for Yale at Norfolk?
Well, I left Tennessee after high school to come to the Northeast, and I never left. one of my first jobs was teaching piano at Yale, and so that's when I first became acquainted with going up to Norfolk in the early 2000s. And I left Yale for a little while, and now I'm back at Yale. And so since then, I've been there as a faculty member, you know, a number of times, and this will be my third summer directing the festival.
Now, you not only are you a faculty member and also directing the festival, but you're a pretty well-accomplished musician in your own right.
I'm a concert pianist, so I play concerts, I teach piano, I play a little bit of violin sometimes, So I do a little bit of everything.
All right, so now let's talk a little bit about this opening night. But before opening night, I want to just give this a little plug. There's a new music recital, Emerging Artist Showcase, on Friday, the 28th of June in the Music Shed. Talk a little bit about that, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, what people may not know, you know, we present a bunch of kind of subscription concerts over the course of the summer that feature, you know, kind of world-renowned, established artists. But what people may not know is that concurrent with that is also a summer school, and there are different sessions that focus on different things. The first session is the New Music Workshop, which happens at the end of June for about 10 days, followed by the chamber music session, and then we end with a choral session. And the students that we get, and I think this is a hidden gem because once people come to hear it, they're kind of astounded. They feature the best talent from around the country. And the composers, we have six young composers, and I would say we have almost 200 applications. Wow. For to select six. So you can imagine that these six are some of the top young talents around the country. And so they come for 10 days. They work with our faculty that's led by Martin Bresnik, and they compose a piece especially for this session that's performed by our resident ensemble. And the first concert on that Friday night is the kind of result of a week of intensive rehearsals and coaching with the composers and the faculty. And so that concert is a concert of pieces that have never been heard before.
You know, what I love about those type of concerts is basically you're seeing the composers and the performers of the future, and you're getting to see them raw with some incredible talent.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what we have with the students all, you know, throughout the summer. We have these kind of emerging composers who will go on to have big careers. In the chamber music session, we have really the best young chamber music groups and instrumentalists from around the country. They come from, you know, the top conservatories, including Yale and Juilliard and Curtis. To hear their performances, I always tell the students at the beginning of the summer is that, you know, your goal is when you play your concerts, you're playing better than the faculty members. and And, you know, many times it's true, you know. So you know, I think that's, you know, if people come to hear something like that, they'll be astounded because they really, you know, they really do go on to become the top professionals, you know, in later years.
And here's the kicker, folks. This Emerging Artist Showcase that they do, it's free. Once again, we are so lucky. It's free. You get to see and hear world-class performers absolutely for free.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, and you know, that's one of my kind of the highlights of my summer is really hearing these young people playing at such, you know, composing and playing at such a high level. It's quite inspiring.
All right. Well, after that, though, on Saturday, June 29th, now is opening night, and you've got Grammy-winning ensemble Room Full of Teeth for opening night.
Yes, Room Full of Teeth is a very interesting group. Partially we chose them because they have a Yale connection. A lot, you know, several of their members graduated from Yale, including Caroline Shaw, the Pulitzer Prize winning composer. The other reason we chose them is that they connect classical music with other forms of music. So, you know, in their concert, as you'll hear, there's a variety of music. They'll do some, you know, traditional classical music, but what they're also known for is kind of studying different types of singing, you know, like Tuvan throat singing that they'll incorporate also as part of their program. They also incorporate a lot of new music because they have, some great composers in their midst. And, you know, I think the idea is that they really demonstrate that, you know, what we think of as traditional classical music really lives in a broader ecosystem of different kinds of music, of different kinds of singing, and they really showcase kind of the range of what's possible with the human voice.
And what I've done when this interview is up and on our on-demand page, I've included a video that you have of Room Full of Teeth for people that aren't aware of who they are, what they do, in one of their performances, which is absolutely, by the way, spectacular.
Oh no, it's spectacular, and I'm really excited that we were able to get them and that they're opening our season because I think it really will kick off the summer in an exciting way.
All right, and give us some other highlights of the summer because you then operate basically right through and into August.
Yeah, I mean basically once our opening night happens, we're full tilt, and you know I would say that we have probably five or six events every week, most of which are free. On Tuesday and Thursday, on Thursday and Saturdays, we have free concerts featuring our young emerging artists. On Wednesday, actually, is always a public masterclass in which you can come watch a faculty member work with our students. So I think it's kind of fascinating. You know, usually you only go through the finished product, but this is a opportunity to see what goes on in the teaching and how groups figure out, you know, how pieces put together. And then on Friday and Saturday nights are our kind of main stage concerts. And those concerts, the Friday night concerts are always linked with our theme for the summer, which is hidden influences. And what you'll find on each Friday night concert is an exploration of either ideas or people that really influenced classical music, but that may not be obvious. And let me give you an example. One program we've devoted to technology. So we look at, first of all, you know, what is the difference when keyboard technology evolved, when you go from the harpsichord to the modern piano? What are the different possibilities that occur that composers can take advantage of? Another theme in that same concert is what happened with music when the metronome was invented? You know, we think of metronome as kind of always having existed, but that's not always true. And when the metronome was invented, it really opened up new possibilities for composers because they could say, well, I want you to play it exactly at that speed. When you have the metronome, the composers can write much more complicated rhythms because then musicians can practice with the metronome. So each Friday night program kind of explores a different idea that influence classical music. And the Friday night concerts are also the opportunity where we put the students and the faculty playing together. So it's an interesting dynamic to watch in that respect as well.
We're speaking with Melvin Chen once again, and it is time for the Norfolk, the Yale Summer Music Festival, which happens in Norfolk, Connecticut, at the Yale School of Music. And for people who want more information, do you have a website that people can go to?
We do. You can go to norfolk.yale.edu, and all our concerts are listed there. There's also additional videos and content. You can buy tickets. And, you know, I encourage anyone who hasn't been really to come, because it's not only just how great the music is and how inspiring the students and faculty are, but to hear that music in such a beautiful setting, the music shed is an unbelievable, you know, just a structure to hear music and then to wander around the beautiful gardens and the grounds. I think something about the totality of that experience is quite special.
Well, once again, more information is available on the web. Norfolk.yale.edu is also a way you can do it. But I always like to say, in our area, it doesn't matter now. It's 12 months a year. Melvin, we are exposed, or have the potential to be exposed, to so many different world-class performers in so many different forms that sometimes people don't slow down and take a look what we have here in our own backyard.
That's true. I mean, Norfolk is, you know, itself, as you know, is a small town, but it's really close to a lot of towns in the area, so to get to Norfolk is not difficult at all.
And once you're there, folks, by the way, there's places to eat and there's places to go before and after these events. Once again, the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, the opening date, the 29th, Room Full of Teeth. Once again, norfolk.yale.edu. Melvin, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us, and have a great, successful summer.
Thanks for having me, and hope to see you there this summer. Thank you.